We keep reaching out to our friends and family who keep putting the things of faith at arm's length. I can't believe. I can't believe. And you think of Thomas. Jesus did not give up on Thomas. When he appeared, he directed his attention to Thomas and said, "See, see, believe." Claim to the resurrection, as we live in American culture, compete with all kinds of other spiritual, if you will, claims. There's all kinds of stuff out there. You've got Mormons, you've got Muslims, you've got Moonies, you've got the Witnesses, you've got the modern Wiccans, you've got gurus, you've got goddesses, you name it. They're all out there. And they all claim to have a corner on spiritual truth and insight. And who can be believed? We proclaim Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Jesus Christ who rose again on the third day. Jesus Christ is alive. Only Jesus had 500 witnesses of his resurrection. The only Jesus can change the skepticism and unbelief of doubting hearts, as he did Thomas, and bring those hearts to faith. What are we supposed to believe? Jesus said it at the end of the gospel. He did many signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in these books. But these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And so, when people ask you to see him the week after Easter, what do you believe? And you can say, "I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sin. I believe that he rose again from the dead. I believe that he physically walked out of the tomb. I believe that he has left us the word and the witness of the apostles. I believe that he has left us the sacrament, baptism, and the Holy Supper. I believe that he enabled and emboldened us to continue to share faith in Jesus Christ with others. By God's grace, you see, we are counted with that group in the upper room on Easter evening, and the week later, we are counted as witnesses of the resurrection. Because blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all of your human understanding keep your hearts and minds ever assured of God's great and wonderful love in you, to you, through you, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Faith in our hearts. that we should believe the account of the resurrection, that Christ is risen and that he is risen indeed for us and for our salvation. Help us to cling to that faith, trusting and believing your promises that you have given and revealed to us in our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear.
Heavenly Father, we pray for those who need your healing presence in their lives. We thank you for doctors and nurses and medications and therapies that you use to bring relief from pain and suffering, relief from the bondage of illness, and by your grace, restoration to wellness once again. Lord, in your mercy,
hear.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have gathered people into your church, scattered the church into the world. We pray especially for the Christian church, the Christians in Syria undergoing extreme persecution from the Islamists, the civil war in the South Sudan that is causing great hardship to Christian people there. We pray for kidnapped Christians that they might be rescued and restored to their families once again. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the missionaries of our church who have left things home and familiar to go into the world under your direction. Pastor Matt Wood and his family in Indonesia. Pastor Peter Abaya, who is the bishop in South Sudan. Pastor Thorn Trifa in the confessional church in Romania. Pastor Tim Eckert, who is the missionary to the deaf for Iowa District East, for our seminary. They prepare for the call services this week that send out the young men to their first calls. We lift them up to you, that you would take care of their needs, that you would surround them with your love and protection, that you would give them encouragement in all things. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for relative peace and safety. We pray that you would be with those who are charged with peacekeeping, those in law enforcement and the military, that you would help them to be vigilant and diligent in rooting out harm, danger, evil, and terroristic threats of all kinds. Surround them with your love and protection as they protect us and bring them safely home. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray for good government and faithful leaders and good judges who will do what is good and right in your sight, upholding the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, as we thank you for our daily bread and all the good gifts you give us, we also thank you that you come to us in the sacrament, that you fed the people manna in the wilderness, so you feed us now, that in, with, and under the bread and wine, you give us your true body and blood, for the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith in you as our Savior, and the grace to serve you with a God-pleasing life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help, pity, strengthen, and defend us, gracious Lord, with your mighty power, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially, we are bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he had destroyed death, and by his rising again, he had restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we long to magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
thank you.
kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and implore you of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward you and in fervent love to one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lived and reigned with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You can remain standing and think, why? We're going to have the dedication of the new addition back there, but since they already did the big groundbreaking and everything, we're going to simplify this. And rather than have everybody walk to the end, I'm going to walk out there. I'm going to read the service. You guys can sort of stand in the aisle and look out. Expedite things a whole lot. Okay. So, I'm out to the center.